calling for a ceasefire now do not understand Hamas. That is not possible. It would be such a gift to Hamas because they would spend whatever time there was a ceasefire in effect rebuilding their armaments, you know, creating stronger positions to be able to fend off an eventual assault by the Israelis. So we're in a very different world. I don't think it had to be the world we're in, but that's where we are, and we've got to figure our way forward through it.
You know, if you'd elected me president, we'd have this problem. But no, she's right. And I don't get an awful lot of opportunities to go on the radio and say Hillary Clinton's right about something, but that's exactly right. It's the same exact assessment that we have heard from Republicans, Democrats, and Israel, that a ceasefire at this point would absolutely be a strategic gift to Hamas. That's why it's weird that now the president seems to be advocating for that. I don't know why he's shifted on this. Does he not? Things have not changed. The whole purpose of the softening up that's been going on with Israel before they do the major ground assault, assuming that's coming, has been precisely to degrade the capabilities of Hamas so that they can't functionally retaliate or resist. If you give them a ceasefire, they've got 3 days to rebuild and regroup and reorganize and rearm. Don't do that. By the way, I know I probably shouldn't have just jumped right into playing Hillary Clinton at you without warning, but
you got to warn me, man. Somebody, I ain't had my coffee yet.
I was going to say somebody's like spilled their coffee in their car. Like, whoa, man. And I brewed this myself. I can't even sue McDonald's. 437-1620, 437-1620. No, she's exactly right. And that's why it's against. And by the way, I'll make another note. I've told you this before, but I'll say it again. I really appreciate the president saying specifically, you really shouldn't trust the numbers that are coming out of Gaza because they're produced by Hamas, an organization that we know lies, exaggerates, will do anything. There are no standards they adhere to that will make any sense to you. Okay, their vision of morality in the world doesn't have anything to do with the standards you. And yet, I still see it's so frustrating. I still see that major news organizations are reporting things like the death toll from this second attack against a what they're calling a refugee camp, but which the Israeli Defense Forces say had leaders in Hamas and their subordinates and was definitely a military target. So, if you just call it a refugee camp, you're lying. If you call it a military target where they've surrounded themselves with refugees, that would be at least more accurate. And they keep taking the numbers. I was reading, I think it was ABC yesterday, I was reading a story where they're like, you know, 9,000 deaths according to the Hamas-led, Hamas-controlled government in Gaza. Well, that's good to give them at least attribution, but it'd be nice if it came with the sort of note that said, but also we know they lie about everything. So you can't really take that number seriously. In fact, you can't take that number so seriously that we have no idea if that's anywhere close to reality. So maybe it's a good question why we report that number at all. I mean, look at how careful they are about I'm getting in trouble for saying this, but they won't air, like, speeches by former President Trump or cite him as a resource because they believe he's an unreliable source, but they'll cite Hamas? I mean, come on. You know, just little bit of perspective here. 614 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we... Oh, big news for those of you who are sports fans yesterday. No, not the Rangers winning the World Series, though that is big news. Oddly, I think probably for a lot of people, this is even bigger news in some sense. Bobby Knight has passed away. Coach Knight has passed away. And, you know, anything else you might say about him, Coach Knight was, well, let's say... colorful.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
which to me might be the quintessential Bobby Knight quote. Yep. That might be the quintessential coach from the general. And of course the quintessential call of an event involving him is not what you might think. It's not.
And he decided to put Douglas on Alford. And they go man to man.
A lot of squeaky sneaking.
Smart takes the shot. And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds.
1987, Indiana winning with Keith Smart's jumper from the baseline. That's not the quintessential call of Coach Knight's career. This is.
Free throw shooter will have the honor of shooting the technicals.
Look at here. Look at here. Clear across the free throw lane.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
And I think Fred
unbelievable.
It's a folding chair. So winging the folding chair across the court, and other things are probably the quintessential moments in Coach Knight's career. I will tell you this. I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but I'm gonna. I thought Coach Knight was a terrible influence on people, and I thought his example was atrocious. One of the winningest coaches in all of basketball history, and many, many, many love, and he would invite me to line up in the line to kiss his, you know, okay. But I tend to think that coaches are supposed to be more than just winning at the game. They're supposed to be mentoring and teaching men how to be men. Pete Shinnick, great example of that here at UWF. Coach Krzyzewski, who Bobby actually coached at the military academy, I think. Coach K, a great example of what a coach is supposed to be. And, you know, I don't think that's the example that we need more of, is that, you know, loudmouth yelling, no control, running your mouth, that kind of thing. But as far as effect, I mean, you certainly can't argue with his success rate, at least at Indiana. 617 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic for us. Jake?
No major slowdowns or accidents to report this morning, so we're looking really good out there. It's just a cold, blustery morning. So if you have any traffic info to report, you can always text us at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, I'm getting texts and somebody says, I never thought I'd say this, but I agree with her on Hillary Clinton at 437-1620. Somebody else texted in, Kim texted and said, I just woke up, Andrew. Really? Hillary Clinton as my wake-up alarm? Well, you'll get out of bed and turn it off, won't you? Get something that wakes you up. That will do it. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, the you know, the choice between new and used obviously is a first choice of sorts that you need to make. And, you know, the choice here, I think, is relatively obvious. It's not that nobody should, you know, ever buy a new car. I just have never understood it. I have never bought a new car. I've always thought buy, you know, when I could afford a gently used a little bit farther along down the line, sometimes I bought those. And when I could afford a little bit better, I'd buy one like a Frontier that's a year or two old. It's got low miles and great condition, because I just figured I'm glad that other people buy new cars. I am. I'm glad they buy new cars so that I can buy used cars, you know, after they get rid of them and save money and not take the depreciation hit, that big wallop you take that first mile, right? Like Dave Ramsey is always talking about. So Frontier really specializes in that second owner car, one that's in great condition. And like ours, a Honda Odyssey that we bought, it was a year old and had 12,000 miles on it. And the only difference between that and a brand new Honda Odyssey was the smell in the car. You know, it just didn't have that weird smell anymore. I can live with it. We have been, you know, for several years now. So that's what they specialize in. They've got about 300 cars and trucks on the lot at any moment. And since they sell so many, about 150 every month, they also buy those kind of cars. So if you're the kind of person that you buy the new car and, you know, it's been a year or two and you want to trade it and get something else or sell it and get something else, take that car to Frontier. They'll buy it from you, or they'll even consignment sell it for you if you want to do it that way. Whatever your choice is, they need the inventory. You want to make the sale and not have to go through Facebook Marketplace and meet somebody at the Walmart parking lot, right? I mean, right? Okay. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, Why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Elevate your brand with custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper, your clear choice for all brand and product needs. Locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
When most people think first about the city of Gulf Breeze, our fear is they think about the traffic. And that's one of the things that we are very aware of. And so it's our hope by this time next year that we will be in the midst of constructing a multimodal overpass over Highway 98.
This is Mayor Cherry Fish, City of Gulf Breeze, at the legislative delegation meeting, talking to them about, hey, can you give us a little bit of help on this multimodal overpass that will connect the south side of the city to the north side of the city and extend the multi-use path that they've already put in place and is very well used.
It was part of a two-pronged project. One was to build the four-mile loop that goes around Gulf Breeze, Fairpoint to Shoreline, and that is complete. The use of that path is just gets greater and greater.
Right, absolutely. It does. Every time I go down there, I see that exact thing. And the problem is that when people are trying, particularly school children, are trying to cross over 98, a very dangerous road for them to cross.
The scary part is that when to go across the highway, the only place to go are really the two intersections that are extremely busy. And on those intersections, it's six lanes of traffic. So any of you that come through Gulf Breeze in the morning or the afternoon on a school day, you will see crowds of students who are crossing the street. Some are talking and just having fun. Some are talking on their phone or reading on the phone. Others are just trying to beat the light to get across.
But if we can put in another overpass, one that will be easier to use and maybe a more convenient location for some, that will be great. Also, it will cut down on interference with the traffic because there will be fewer people pressing the button to change the light, right? So that'll actually improve traffic flow, which is not going to decrease. It's only going to increase, especially, when it becomes, six lanes all the way through from the bridge through Gulf Breeze into Naval Live Oaks and all the way to Navarre. It's not like fewer people are going to be driving that way. The South End is growing and, more traffic as well, more traffic. I should take it back. Naval Live Oaks, I think, is staying at four lanes, unless I'm mistaken about that. And, I might be. I might not have caught the latest news on that. Anyway, so they say, look, we're putting in our money. We'd like you to put in money as well.
The city has committed nearly $3 million in on our side from the CRA. And then we also were able to secure the landing spot in the shopping center across the street. So we have that taken care of. Last year, you all probably remember that you did a $2 million $2,350,000 appropriation, and that's what helped us get through completing the loop.
So please help us with this one again this year. And by the way, I would say this. Remember, the governor vetoed the overpass. It was going to go over 9 Mile for the middle school, Beulah Middle School. And I really thought at the time, I thought, that seems like an awful lot of money, several million dollars. I think it was three, if I remember correctly. I thought, that seems like a very specialized need. I'm not sure how many people that serves. You know, I'm not objecting to the street being dangerous or the kids shouldn't have to walk across it. But, for example, if you had two overpasses to compare side by side, we can either put an overpass in Gulf Breeze over 98, or we can put an overpass on 9 Mile. I mean, this is an easy choice to make, which one is a higher priority item for the value of more people. 626, Jake's got traffic for us now. Jake?
Well, no major slowdowns to report, no accidents showing up on the map. If you have any traffic info to report this morning, you can text us at 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Into the newsroom now, where David Wayne is eagerly awaiting us to tell us about the news of the day.
Eagerly. President Biden says he thinks we need a pause in the Israel-Hamas war. He made those comments yesterday. He was in Minnesota. He was interrupted by a rabbi in the audience who was calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. The White House previously did say they would consider a humanitarian pause to allow aid into Gaza. Now that the UAW's...
A female rabbi, I believe, notably. But yeah. From Minnesota or something, I think. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Now that the UAW strike against the big three automakers is over, Toyota announcing that they'll be increasing wages for their workers. They haven't released the details of that, so we don't know if it'll be the same as what the UAW workers were going to get or not. But a flyer circulating on social media showed that they're introducing those wage increases starting in January of this year. And apparently Cher will be a part of the big Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade this year. She'll be closing it out right in front of Santa Claus. And she just dropped her first album in 5 years called Christmas. So
they're not making a giant fishnet balloon for her or...
That'd be nice.
Turn back, turn. You could put like battleship gun turret on there. You know, you could have all kinds of. There's all kinds of ways this could go. But no, probably not.
Well, you need to get on the committee for that, I think.
but can I
help design the Cher Macy's Day Thanksgiving balloon?
Of the 7+ billion people on the planet, I am literally the last person you should put on the Cher balloon float display design committee. Okay, can we just be clear about that? Also, I'm gonna make fun of you a teeny tiny little bit. Can I make fun of you for a second, my news guy?
Oh, go ahead.
UAW stands for
United Auto Workers.
So the UAW workers.
Well, okay. Fair point. Fair point.
No, it's so normal. It's like the ATM machine, right? It's like, you know, you don't, yeah. It made me chuckle when I heard you say it. I'm like, that's funny.
Went to that there ATM machine.
That's right. Yep. David, thanks so much for the update. 629 on News Radio. And I'm sure I would do it too. I'm like, yeah, the UAW workers. Oh, dang it. So 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, Khloe Kardashian, my favorite person in the whole wide not world, is been called out for... We're learning new words all the time. You ready? Blackfishing.
What?
Blackfishing.
What is that?
Well, I mean, take a guess. What do you think blackfishing might be? Is it African Americans using the pier?
No.
It's not.
Maybe, is it like a Rachel Dolezal kind of thing?
That's
online?
It. Yeah, that's exactly right. It's all somebody, right. Well, not mixing race or crossing race, but darkening your skin color. Not blackface, because she's black, but... dark blackface, sort of. Blackfishing is when you pretend to be, purport to be, portray yourself as, put on, I guess, makeup. Because she was a Bratz doll for Halloween with a bunch of friends. And she looks, they say, 4 shades darker. I am in no position to evaluate shades of blackness, okay? But now she's, you know, all kinds of criticism for Khloe Kardashian for darkening her skin for the costume. Y'all do understand, though, that Halloween is where you pretend to be other people, right? You know, I wonder if the aliens will be green-fished offended.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The Israeli military closing in on Gaza City.
Overnight, they targeted a number of cells in northern Gaza. These cells were using explosive devices and throwing grenades at IDF troops, according to the military.
That's Fox's Trey Yanks. The Rafah crossing from Gaza into Egypt opened yesterday. Five U.S. citizens made it out alongside foreign nationals, but hundreds of Americans remained stranded. The House of Representatives voting Wednesday night not to expel embattled New York Congressman George Santos from the chamber.
Two-thirds not voting in the affirmative. The resolution is not adopted, and a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Santos is facing multiple criminal charges, including stealing from donors. And the Texas Rangers won their first ever World Series championship, blanking the Diamondbacks 5-0 in Game 5. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's a bit of a cold morning right now, 42 degrees and clear skies here in Pensacola today. The families that live over in the Jones Swamp homeless camp apparently are not being evicted this week.
The owner came out yesterday and took all the papers down that they put up for us being evicted today and said that we didn't have to go nowhere. If it ain't him saying we have to leave, don't listen to nobody.
And that resident there at the camp talked with Channel 3. That's where notices were put up this week that said they had to be off the property by Wednesday. But there's been no reason given so far by the Area Housing Commission for that policy change. The Florida Treasury has invested an additional $120 million in Israel bonds. Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petrona says that move follows the recent purchase of another $25 million in bonds.
We've got almost 700,000 Jewish Americans in the state of Florida. They approach us, hey, would you want to buy some of our bonds? We're definitely in capital raising mode because we've got our hands, you know, fully committed, and we're going to need some resources.
And Petrona says that Florida's current total investment in Israeli bonds is at $200 million, the largest total ever held at one time by the Florida Treasury. He says it's the right thing to do, but also says it's in the best financial interest of the state of Florida. A Miami woman is no longer just visiting. Authorities say 52-year-old Maria Maceo was caught trying to smuggle drugs into the Century Prison this week. Investigators say Maceo was visiting an inmate when she attempted to give him two packages that she'd pulled from her pant leg. A corrections officer reportedly caught her in the act, and the packages fell to the floor. The packages reportedly containing marijuana and cocaine. Investigators say the woman was visiting using an alias as she had a warrant for her arrest out of Miami. Maceo is now charged with smuggling contraband into the prison, trafficking in cocaine, and resisting arrest. She's being held in the Escambia County Jail on $55,000 bond. Governor Ron DeSantis seems to be happy with the state's attempt to recruit more police officers. He said yesterday that the law enforcement recruitment bonus program has now attracted officers from all 50 states and two U.S. territories. The governor says the state has paid $5,000 after-tax bonuses to get over 3,300 new recruits and law enforcement officers. Over 900 of those officers have come from other states. Most of them, he says, coming from Illinois. The governor says he'll continue to support law and order and make investments in the people that keep our communities safe. A Florida state lawmaker now pushing a bill that could help traffic flow be a little bit better on the Florida's highways. Gainesville State Senator Keith Perry filed a bill last week that would ban driving in the far left lane. That lane then could only be used legally by those passing another driver. Perry tells the Gray Florida Capital Bureau that it could also reduce traffic crashes. It is 6:34 at News Radio 92.3. And speaking of traffic, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
Well, it's going well this morning so far. No accidents reported at this time. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. And Highway 90 through Milton and Pace not showing any slowdown. If you have any traffic info to report, you can text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We do have a beautiful sunny day in store today with chilly temperatures, 67 degrees for your high, overnight tonight temperatures in the 40s. As you go into Friday, starting to warm up, mostly sunny skies, high near 73. Friday night temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. Getting into the mid-70s as we go into Saturday, 75 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
42 right now in Pensacola, 44 in Gulf Breeze, and 36 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Home buyers and sellers face the prospect of major changes to how much and in what way they pay their real estate agents. Following Tuesday's historic verdict against the National Association of Realtors and large residential brokerages, the changes could range from minor tweaks to the commission system to a more radical restructuring of the industry, such as more people buying homes without using agents or buyers paying their agents by the hour. One real estate industry analyst predicted the lawsuit could lead to a 30% reduction in the $100 billion Americans pay in real estate commissions every year and push well over half of the 1.6 million agents out of the industry. Chrysler parent Stellantis says the strike by two automakers had cost it more than $3 billion in lost revenue. The update from Stellantis, which also makes the Jeep and Dodge brands, is the latest indication of the financial fallout from the six-week strike. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open after stocks posted strong gains yesterday. Your Money Now.
Our generation didn't wear bike helmets. We drank from the hose, rode in cars without seat belts, did things that are unthinkable today. But we're not invincible. These days, we have doctor's appointments, multiple medications, and chronic conditions to manage. Fortunately, there's Teladoc Health. Teladoc Health brings together all of your healthcare into one program, including everything from primary care to chronic care management. Learn more at teladochealth.com. That's T-E-L-A-D-O-C health.com.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in tomorrow morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is Friday through Sunday in Seville Square. Explore with over 200 artists and craftsmen and enjoy the music and food. GGAF.org for more. The Pensacola Greek Festival is Saturday and Sunday at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church on West Garden. Celebrate Greek heritage with food, music, dancing, and family fun. PensacolaGreekFestival.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
Wow. News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
About West Marina. I told him I would embarrass him for a second. About 2 months ago, a young man called me after 5 p.m. on a weekday and said, our house just got condemned. I'm at the library downtown and my mom and siblings are at McDonald's and we don't have a place to stay tonight. And I called Alex Smith of the city and West Marina at the county. And within an hour, Wes had coordinated with City Councilwoman Allison Patton to get this family into a hotel for two nights and then worked into a shelter that the county and city were supporting. And that's just one example, one small example of something where our local officials went above and beyond on very short notice. It's deeply appreciated, and I couldn't be prouder to represent this community.
That's State Representative Alex Andrade at the Escambia County Legislative Delegation meeting last week, and I know that County Administrator Wes Moreno loves nothing more than public speaking surprises and getting praised in public, so I wanted to open with that. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here.
It's funny. I was listening to Alex say that, and I'm like, oh, he's hating this. just let me do my stuff, man. Leave me alone.
Yeah, well, you know, I appreciate the kind words, but you know, when he calls, you get to kind of hear the concern in his voice of wanting to engage and get something accomplished to help the family. And
yeah,
you know, it's funny how things work out. I had formed a relationship with Allison Patton, and we had been talking closely about homelessness and things of that nature. So it was just natural to reach out to her, and then she got went into motion, and she really did the heavy lift. But I do appreciate the kind words. And more importantly, the family was able to find some shelter, at least for a short period of time anyway.
Absolutely. And that's why I wanted to share this, because I think, you know, sometimes the coverage of, what the county does can be, fixated on some of the negative things or the controversy. And I always like to celebrate the good stuff. And I celebrate you and many of the other employees. I know you would give a lot of them more credit than even yourself for just being decent people who want to help and do what's right and everything within their power to do what's good for the citizens. So I appreciate that as well. So some of the things that are on the agenda for today. Today we got the old two meetings, the agenda review in the morning and the evening meeting in the afternoon. Hey, kind of a side note. I was thinking about this. All of the other local boards and councils, their agenda review is always separated by a day or two or three. In fact, typically Monday to Thursday is a real common one. Have you guys ever thought about, because it seems weird to me that we do some meetings with an agenda review and some without, same day. And then it just seems like if it were separated Monday to Thursday, that would give staff more time to answer questions and work on research. Is that something that you guys have ever thought about or the board has shown any interest in doing?
You know, Andrew, I want to say years ago, I believe maybe we used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And when they started talking about coming to daytime meetings, I think some of that changed. I wasn't involved in those conversations back then, but it seems like years ago we used to do that. I think what I've tried to do anyway is meet and talk with commissioners on a very regular basis. And go through the agenda with every single one of them. And, if they have any questions or they think of a question, because they review these agendas pretty heavily themselves. They're pretty well read in by the time we get walked to the boardroom. And, but sometimes they'll have a question that'll spring up. But for the most part, we try to cover it prior to. And, if it's something really, really, inquisitive that they have about a certain recommendation, usually we can find it out in a day. It's usually not that big a deal for us.
Okay. It just seemed like, if we're going to do agenda reviews, we should do them all the time if they're worth doing, and then kind of maybe do it with a little bit of a gap. But I assume that you meet with them frequently, and go over stuff. So, nothing is a big surprise once they get into the meeting. The only surprise might be what the other commissioners think, obviously, because of Sunshine. One of the interesting notes here is, the sheriff's office and your legal team have been working for quite a while now on revising the panhandling/media standing sidewalk, all of that ordinance. It's kind of a jumble of things now, and there is a proposed revision on, I guess it's going to be a hearing for a revision, but the revision would be to clean it up, and the way I understand it is, make it pass constitutional muster so that the sheriff can actually start enforcing it and get people off the medians. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the gist of it. Just something that we feel and his legal team feel are legally a little bit more enforceable.
Mm-hmm.
And getting people out of the roadbed is the focus of it. And today we're just scheduling a public hearing for the December 7th meeting. But that's the gist of it, something more enforceable. It's getting to be a real problem. It has been a real problem. And sometimes it gets mixed with homelessness. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But there's some aggressive things going on in some of our intersections. And I think our community is, they're speaking loudly about it. I mean, there's people making gestures, hollering, cussing at motorists. Some of them even hit cars or kick cars. And we feel like it's just getting a little bit out of hand, so we need to try to rein it in. That's what we're trying to do.
I suspect that you will have a handful of activists who oppose it, and 99.99% of the general public will cheer you if you can bring a solution to this problem at all. One question I just, because I read it the other day, but I didn't have this question in mind when I was reading it. There are a lot of intersections where, you know, I know where they're on the median specifically at those intersections, mm-hmm. but there are other intersections, and I'm particularly thinking of like the access roads onto from 110, where they're not standing on a median per se, they're standing on the right of way to the left side as you get ready to make a left turn, like on the grassy kind of area. Would that also be prohibited under this new ordinance, do you know?
I think it's anything that interferes with the flow of traffic.
Okay.
So if they're doing something there that's causing an interference or unsafe condition, I think it would probably more likely be enforceable.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to the conversation. And I celebrate that we're trying to do something to get this problem under control in a way that also honors and recognizes the constitutional limits on any restriction government tries to make on speech, basically. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He is the Escambia County Administrator. We'll be back to Wes in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
No accidents reported at this time. Longleaf Drive, Mobile Highway, Pine Forest Road, North Blue Angel, all checking in clear. Highway 98 is flowing smoothly. Also, Highway 90 through Milton and Pace not showing any slowdown. This traffic report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Ask for Fresh from Florida by name and look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo at local grocery stores near you. Join the Fresh from Florida Club at freshfromflorida.com. Text your traffic info to 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to County Administrator Wes Moreno for Escambia County. One of the other items on the agenda today has to do with eliminating the, as I understand it, eliminating the four-story building height limit in the community redevelopment area, you know, Warrington and Brownsville and that area. It's right now at four stories on non-residential, so that would mean apartment complexes, because that's commercial, and, hotels primarily. Have there been a lot of efforts to develop four-story plus? I'm in favor, by the way. I think this makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. That's the one question. Have there been a lot of efforts? And the second one is, typically you want to build up when there is no more horizontal space available. But, of course, there's lots of horizontal space available in those areas. So is this necessary yet is kind of what I'm thinking about.
Well, I think that there is some initiatives there in that area that some folks may have some plans. But this is an initiative of Commissioner Kohler there in the Warrington area.
Okay.
Trying to spur revitalization, trying to spur redevelopment. Clean the area up, and I think there's some interest in some development there in the Warrington area. And this is just a component that he's requested, a change that he's requested in that overlay to make it a little more favorable to revitalize the area.
Yeah, and I mean, look, if that gets us a six or even an eight-story hotel somewhere that makes sense to people, I mean, you know, I don't have any problem with that. That makes sense to me. I've grown up everywhere I've lived. They've had things. It's kind of weird when you drive around. It's like four stories and stop, right, for a lot of these projects. Because once mm-hmm. they're invested in the bottom right. four, they could probably make a pretty good profit having two more or something like that. You guys are going to take a flag that flew over the Oriskany, right?
We are. It'll be handed off this evening's meeting. They delivered it Wednesday, actually. Tuesday afternoon they delivered it. It's to be presented by Commanding Officer Pete Peterson of the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. And it's a good event. It recognizes, you know, coming into Veterans Week and Veterans Day, it did fly over the risk. The thought behind the flag, as I understand it, is, well, of course, it's in honor of all the men and women who have served.
Of course.
But it's supposed to tour around. And it came to us from the city of Milton.
Oh.
I don't know how long it was over there.
Okay.
Over there. And so it's here. It'll be here now. It's a pretty big display, so I'm not sure exactly where we're going to put it just yet, but we'll find a good spot for it. And I'm not sure what the tour schedule is. I don't know if it stays with us for a year and then moves on. I'm not sure about those things. But it'll be a good presentation to the board, a very worthy presentation for all the combat veterans in our area and across the nation. So it'll be a good event. Yeah.
Yeah. What a great way to honor, you know, the people who served on board a ship, and then, like you said, to have a tour in the places where they're likely to be living, and so they could enjoy the record. I love that. I didn't know it was touring. That's fantastic. Last thing, two quick things. One is, how is the SEC tournament going? Any hiccups? Everything going well?
Everything is going as smoothly as it can go. We got a little cool on us the other night.
Yeah.
And, but, I think moving into the weekend, moving into the the Final Four coming down, I think we'll have good weather. I think it'll be good mild weather. And the teams are loving the new facilities out there. The SEC is loving the new facilities. And Michael Rose and Parks, I know I say it all the time, but they just knock it out of the park and working hand-in-hand with the SEC and their officials. And it's just been a good week. It's been a good event. There's been no hiccups. Good attendance, great attendance. And so it'll be interesting to see when it's all over and done with what the overall attendance was or is and the economic impact that's going to have here in Escambia County.
I don't think you should say Michael Rhodes knocks it out of the park because that would mean interfering with somebody else's business. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
I hear you.
And last thing, and this is, I don't want to jinx it because it still has to happen today, but today is the end, the final, the last of the union contract ratifications, and it's the last of a very long process of getting the ECAT union contract ratified. Is that right?
It is. Folks have worked on longer than me, but I've worked at it for 2 years, and we were able to get a ratified contract that's going to be good for the employees and good for the county and the management over there. And then once we got that ratified, we're addressing wages over there at ECAT because they need to be addressed. You can't hire CDL drivers for $14.74 an hour. But this has been a work in progress. And, I hate to say it, we could have done this a year ago or maybe even sooner. But either way, here we are. We've got it. And the board will ratify it this morning. And then we'll be able to move forward. And that'll be all of our unions wrapped up. We still have some openers with a couple of unions, but by and large, I think we can say we've accomplished a few things.
How many open union contracts did you inherit?
Fire was open. ECAT was open.
EMS?
There was EMS was open.
I thought also corrections. Corrections too, right?
Corrections was open, yeah. Four out of the five, I would say. Four out of the five.
Well, I'll say this, man. Well done. I mean, that's just, I know ECAT was pulling the tooth at the end, but, that's just good work, honestly, to get those all locked down. Wes Moreno, he is our Escambia County Administrator. Wes, as always, man, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for what you do for the county. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Have a good one now.
You too. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. The UWF Historic Trust is hosting the third annual Bootleg Ball event on Friday, January 12, 2024. Join Wendy Davis on the Pensacola Expert Panel and learn how to support the Historic Trust while having a roaring good time. Tune in today at 9 a.m. to learn more about the Bootleg Ball. That's today on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Uses directed. Keep out of reach of children.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
national average for gallon gas, 344. Florida's 322. That seems to be going, well, anyway, 322 is still a lot. 293 in Georgia, 521 in California. In Navarre, 285 east of the Walmart, 287 west of the other Walmart, 287 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 312 in proper at the Exxon Station. In Milton, 294 at the Raceway, 293 in Pea Ridge at the Murphy, 294 at the second station, the Raceway going through Pace. Pretty consistent prices there. Pace isn't higher, it often is. 289 on 9 Mile at the Walmart, same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29, coming in from the southwest side, 289 at the Shell at Cervantes. 656 here on News Radio 92.3. Jake has got traffic on the fives.
Well, we're looking good out there so far this morning. No major accidents or slowdowns to report. Looks like I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Also Highway 90 and Highway 98. If you have any traffic info to report, you can always text us at 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, Jake. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, this year's World Series champions are the Texas Rangers. It's the first ever championship for the team, who defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday in Phoenix. Mayors from New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, Houston, and Denver are in Washington, D.C. today to ask the White House and Congress for action on the migrant crisis. They'll have sit-down meetings with Biden administration officials and members of the House and Senate. And the new Rolling Stones album has set a chart record in the U.S. Hackney Diamonds debuted at number 3 this week on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. It makes the Rolling Stones the first band to reach the top 10 with a new album in the U.S. every decade since the 60s.
Yeah, that's, I mean, amazing longevity for this band. Really crazy, amazing longevity. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 658 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? The All Services Ball. The All Services Ball is the Honor Her Foundation. Comes up November 10th at Court of the Luna, 6 to 11. You can find out more information at newsradio923.com. The Gulf Coast Arts Fest comes up this weekend, November 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Seville Square. Of course, we also have The Base is having the Blue Angels shows. That is Friday and Saturday. Blues fly at 2 each day. And, you know, wide open to the public, so you can just go on base. Just, you know, don't take firearms and coolers and just, you know, leave it at home. Leave it all at home. Just come with yourself and have a good old time at the base and go around and watch all the static displays and stuff. It's going to be fantastic. It always is. The Greek Fest, Foo Foo Fest, the Great Gulf Coast Arts Fest. I mean, there's no end of things that you can do this weekend in the Pensacola area. All right, Jake, time for future news.
Future news.
George Santos survived an effort to kick him out of Congress yesterday because he has not yet been convicted of anything. Will he ever be kicked out of Congress?
At this point, no.
Yeah, I'm actually going to say no. They'll wait for the re-election, and will he be re-elected?
No.
Oh, man, I would love to say no. All right, I'll say no, but I fear this is he's going to get re-elected. Speaking of people who shouldn't be re-elected, Rashida Tlaib also did not get removed or even censured or anything over her comments about Hamas. Will she be re-elected?
Yes.
She will be. She has been she has been elected by a greater margin every time she's run for office. Yeah. 70%, I think, this last time.
Wow.
So, yeah, they love her in outside of Detroit. High Arab concentration of voters.
1620, News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.